Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Bastantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for the Yogi Show. And here's your host, the teenage girl herself, Yogi Bastantino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Josie Show. On a very, very, very funny note, right when the show was counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, my computer totally just crashed everything, so now I have to get back in. And I think by the 2 mark, the 5, 4, 3, 2, I'm pretty sure I started panicking. But I am so, so glad everyone's here with me tonight. We got a really, really fun show. We are live in our Josie Show studios in Chicago. So here is what we have planned. It's a very, very busy night. I have 4 amazing guests joining me tonight for interviews. I'll also play some great music from our guests and a video premiere here tonight on the Josie Show as well, which is really, really neat because we don't really do a lot of video premieres. I mean, maybe a couple, but or one. and so I'm very excited to add 2 to our list. So it's going to be very exciting. So let me tell you who will be joining us. We will have amazing singer-songwriter Mike Seiler, who I'm going to get to meet soon, so we'll talk a little bit about that. Then the Northern Cowboy himself, Doug Briney, will join me again. He's a show friend. And I'll bring you an interview and some music from a great, great artist that I spoke with, Jody Nix. And then Scott Isabel will join us and share his new official video with us. So make sure you tune in on that at www.josieshow.com to hear us tonight so you do not miss the video. It's very powerful. Check it out, please. So in additional news, after our show airs live each Friday night, such as tonight, it will re-air on Wednesday at Fishing Country Now Radio and Cowgirl Divas Radio at 1 p.m. Eastern each week. I'm so excited about that. You can tune in there at www.fcnr.net. We're very excited to have our show rebroadcasted on their network, so special thank you to them. And every Monday at 4 p.m. Central Time Zone, some of our best past episodes will air on Radio Musicians Music at www.radio.musiciansmusic.net. So please check it out. And also, you can check out our networks tab on our website, www.josieshow.com, to find out how to hear all of these past shows of The Josie Show on different stations and all that other fun stuff. So it's very exciting. And a special thank you to everyone for putting in nominations for The Josie Show in the 2012 Podcast Awards this year. We'll find out, I think, on October 28th. Yeah, that's right. October 28th in the evening if we got enough nomination votes to get us in. We'll certainly share that info with you guys when we hear about it. So, yes, fingers crossed. We actually had a 2-peat. Now we're trying to go for a 3-peat, so you never know what could happen. And October is National Bullying Prevention Month, so we'll chat about that a little bit later in on the show as well. So if all goes according to plan, it's going to be great. So I'm very excited. And if it doesn't, it's live, so you never know what could happen. Mm-hmm. It's usually funny. Is my guest here?
Hey,
I got the thumbs up. Yes.
Ever go by on plan?
Wait, what'd you say?
Does the show ever go by plan?
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't, but that's what makes it fun. See what I'm saying? So now I got the thumbs up that my guest is here. So everyone, please welcome the wonderful Mike Seiler to the show. Woo!
Hey, hey, hey!
Hey, 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 how are you?
I couldn't hardly be better right now.
I am so, so excited to chat with you. I've been looking forward to it.
It's about time, isn't it?
It is. It is. I know. It's been so long since we had you booked up. So I'm very excited to finally get to talk to you. Finally. So in the chat room, and of course me, I would love to get to know you a little bit better. So can you first off share with us the very, very young age that got you hooked on music for your life?
Oh, well, we naturally started singing in church a little bit,
mm-hmm.
pretty young, but then Mama decided we needed to learn how to play piano. And when I say we, that's me and my brother. He's 18 months older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And not near as good looking, but he can't help that. But anyway, she had us signed up to take piano lessons, and boy, she whooped us and bribed us and everything she could do to make us play that piano. And then, of course, we have recitals at the end of the year, so we can show off what we've learned or what we haven't learned in some of
right.
our cases. Anyway, they had somebody was supposed to sing at the first recital, and they couldn't do it. Something happened, so they came to us and wanted to know if we might want to sing, and ended up singing Home on the Range. And, of course, you know, I don't know that we were very good at it. It's me and my brother both. We were up in the same goofy-looking little cowboy suits. And anyway, we did that and got a huge applause, and I think he was turned off by it, and I was turned on by it, so there you go. I've been singing ever since.
I love that. I love that. Very, very, very neat. So do you have a musical family? I mean, did you hear a lot of music growing up in the household?
Well, Mom and Dad both sang,
mm-hmm.
but neither of them played an instrument. So as far as just singing goes, yeah, we sang in the car always together and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly hearing them sing in church and that kind of stuff is what started it. And then, of course, the piano lessons got me going. And then I advanced on to the guitar after that. And I bought a book that showed me where to put my fingers for each chord and taught myself what little I know about how to play the guitar. And I couldn't carry that piano around with me easy enough, so I had to get something a little lighter.
Yeah, I can imagine. But who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really listen to?
As far as a vocalist, it had to be Ray Price.
Yeah, the greats.
Awesome. Unbelievable vocal quality and talent, and
mm-hmm.
and more so from probably when he was 50 years old on to even today. I mean, I heard him on his 85th birthday. I was at his
mm-hmm.
birthday party and just stood in the wings and watched him sing and got goosebumps three or four times watching that guy, a little old 85-year-old man with suspenders out there and just unbelievable voice.
Yeah. Wow, that must have been an experience, actually, you know, at his birthday party and kind of being there and getting to hear him sing. That must have been something.
Oh, yeah, and I actually got to get on the bus, and I guess because I had some success on satellite radio, he knew my name, and I just knocked on the bus door and told him who I was, and I heard him say, tell him to come on in, and I went in and sat down, and it was just he and I, and
wow.
we talked. Good while, he gave me his phone number, said call him sometime, and
mm-hmm.
we've actually talked on the phone four or five times since then.
Wow, that's very cool.
It's been very cool. But
yeah, definitely. He seems like one of those kind of guys that are really down to earth. You know,
yes,
that'll...
he was the most unstar-like mm-hmm. acting star I ever been around. I nearly fell on the floor when he offered me his cell phone number. And
oh, yeah.
and he put his name on it, so basically he signed autograph and put his cell phone number with it for me.
He just treated me like
just like anybody else. Yeah, it was very
yeah.
cool.
Very, very cool. And meeting, do you recall any great advice? I mean, from Ray Price or another songwriter or artist out there, is there any you know, really great advice that you've gotten?
Probably the best is just do what you do. Stay true to yourself. You can't be what somebody else thinks you should be, and
mm-hmm.
it be a success.
Mm-hmm.
Stay true to yourself, and just keep doing what you do. You can't put a date on, you know, I'm going to work at this for the next 4 years, and if it doesn't make it, I'm going to quit, you know, whatever. You can't
mm-hmm.
hate it. You got to do what you do and just keep it up. And so far, that's what I've done.
Absolutely, and here you are now. Very great advice. It works.
Yep.
It does. It does. And so also, I'm actually going to get to play some of your music here in a little while, which I'm very excited about. So first off, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you currently have out right now that people can listen to and purchase?
Oh, yeah. I've got, well, on my website, just Mike Siler, siler.com. Mm-hmm. I've got the whole Mike Siler store there. We've actually got 7 CDs. Two of those are a live set, where we actually filmed the whole night with video cameras as well. So we have a DVD of the whole night. And then we've got a set one and a set two CD. So it's kind of a combo pack. You can buy it separately or as the whole threesome.
That is so cool.
We got a DVD and 7 CDs, and we got bottle koozies and coffee mugs and caps and all kind of stuff on there.
Awesome. So there's different things that you can go, that you can purchase, and it's obviously just on your website. So it's very easy, and we'll post your links after the show. So for easy access, people just click on the link that I'm going to post, and then you can see all of the stuff that his site has to offer. It's a lot. I checked it out earlier, and I'm like, whoa.
We actually have 2 other ladies here to help that are ready to start packaging and boxing things. We're expecting a big influx of sales after this show with you.
Rock on. Very cool.
I'm being very up.
Very, very sweet. And there's a caller that I really want to get on here really quick for you. So it is Don from Keeping It Country. Let's put him on.
Come on, Don, talk to me.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Man.
I think I'm going to buy one of those T-shirts after the show tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you bring a lot of that stuff for Taylorville, because we love country music in Illinois, and I'm glad you're coming in March.
Mm-hmm.
That's March the 2nd.
March the 2nd, yes, sir. And I'm sure glad that we came to an arrangement where you can come and sing some of that great country music. Let me get this straight. One time Mike got on my case, and I want to clear this up. Mike is not from Tennessee. Mike is from Texas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mike got me on that one. He said he lives in Tennessee, but he is from Texas. So, Mike, I want to clear that up on the net so everybody knows that you're not from Tennessee. You just reside in Tennessee, okay?
I live here now, and I like it, and the people here are great, but I'm a Texican, man.
There you go. And, hey, I really appreciate you coming, and he's bringing a real good fiddle player with him, and we got a band lined up, and we've got JP that's coming. Josie's going to come down too, Mike, so we're going to have one heck of a show, and I'm getting it all put together, and I just wanted to call and thank you. I've been listening. I don't want to make me too old or you too old either, Mike, but I heard Mike a long time ago on the Bill Mack show. And I liked him. The first time I heard him sing "Wind Me Up," and that's a real good song. And Mike tore it up. He did better than Fair and Young. So I just wanted to tell him. No, he did. He did better than Fair and Young. Yes, yes, you did. Hey, and I tell you what, that's the first time I ever heard you. And then when I had my group, and I became a. I've always been a fan of yours, and I got to interact with you and become friends with you. And then we started talking about the show. I'm just so happy. See, I'm a fan of everybody on my group, and I'm just so happy that you're going to come and put your music into our ears, okay? Because we love country music in Illinois. Nobody in Texas loves any country music more than we do. We just don't have the amount of country music Texas does, but we do love country music in Illinois. So I just want to thank Josie for putting you guys on the air and getting it out so people can hear it. Country music is not dying. It's still alive and well, and people like you keep it going, Mike. So I'm going to get off here. I just wanted to call and tell you thank you, and Josie, thank you also.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan of Mike Siler. Man, I'll tell you, I'm going to go broke after this show. But, hey, you know, I'm going to buy hats and gloves and shirts and cups. You got shot glasses? I'll probably need a shot glass. I'm glad you're coming, Mike. I'm going to be sending you something in the mail coming soon, all right?
Sounds good, sir, and look forward to seeing you guys in person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hey, we're looking forward to it. Hey, take care, Josie. Thank you very much. Tina, give a big yell for Tina, too, Mike. She's good.
I know she's good.
I'm telling you, she's the behind-the-scenes influence right there. So I love Josie, and I love Tina, And I'm a big fan of you too, Mike. So, hey, we're going to have one big time March 2nd in Taylorville. So I'll talk to you later. And you guys take care.
Thank you so much, Don.
All right. Bye.
Adios, Don. Be good.
Love it. That was Don from Keeping It Country Facebook group. So everyone check it out. Just Keeping It Country, and then you'll find it. He's a great guy. He's the one that introduced you to us. We love it.
Yeah, he is. He seems like a very cool guy, and that is very cool how things, you meet people, and they say, hey, you should talk to so-and-so, you know, and then before long you got this big, happy family all over the world.
True. It's true. Thank goodness for those social networking sites that we can, you know, reach out to people all across the world, because I don't know if we would have, met, because I'm in Illinois, and where do you currently reside?
Kingston.
I don't want to get wrong.
Yeah, it's Kingston Springs, Tennessee, which is about 30 minutes west of Nashville, right on I-40.
Absolutely. Oh, man, I wish I lived in Nashville. Lucky.
Hey, you have as far as the country music goes, of course, country music is kind of hard to find, but moved here, it was the main thing, and there's just
a
amount of musicians that are still here that to choose from, you know, to play, and I've got a great group that we play with 6 and 7 pieces every Wednesday on Broadway and do just classic country and western swing and have a great time doing it. Been doing it 15 years.
Awesome. That's amazing. Yeah, you guys do such a great job. I mean, you could tell just by the music. It's just, I'm a fan of yours as well. And I don't want to waste any time. I'm ready to play your music if you are. I'm ready to jam.
Yes, ma'am. Well, this is your show. I'm just happy to be a part of it, so let it go.
I'm excited to have you. Are you kidding? I'm very excited. I'm not even going to waste any time. Here we go. If I Were Me by Mike Seiler. Here we go.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I still look like my old self in the mirror, but I can't find a reason or a smile. I keep saying she'll come home, but I'm still here alone. Getting over her is gonna take a while. If I were me, I know that I can't hold her. The man I used to be could walk away. If I were me, I'd tell myself it's over. Oh, but I'm just really not myself today. I keep thinking I hear her pull up the driveway, but when I look outside, well, she's not there. It's time to face the fact, now she ain't coming back. But I can't convince myself that I don't care. If I were me, I know that I can't hold her. The man I used to be could walk away. If I were me, I'd tell myself it's over. Oh, but I'm just really not myself today. If I were me, I'd tell myself it's really over. Oh, but I'm just really not myself today.
And that was If I Were Me by Mike Seiler, and we're chatting with him right now. So I absolutely love this song, and your voice is so pure and just, it's amazing. Before the show, actually, we were listening to this song, and my producer slash mama manager, we were listening to this, and we both agree, it's just, your voice is just insanely amazing.
You know, the funny thing about that song, about nearly a year ago, I was in Sirius XM Studios doing a live interview, and the DJ said, boy, that song, if I were me, he said, man, wouldn't that be a good Gene Watson cut? And I said, yeah, it would. I said, why don't we pitch it to him right now over the radio? He's probably listening. Oh,
yeah.
About that time, he says, yeah, he agrees to that, so he's going to get it queued up. Well, about that time, Johnny Bush walked in, and he just said, he could see that we were in an interview, so he just kind of waved, and he sat down and put headphones on, and he listened to that song while we were talking about it and pitching it to Gene Watson. He listened to it, and after the interview, he said, after that song played, he said, is that the song you're trying to get to? You want Gene Watson to cut? And I said, yes, sir. And he said, to heck with Gene Watson, let me cut it. And I'd be honored. And he did. And it's on his current album, Who Will Buy My Memories.
Oh, my goodness. That is
got
so
a Johnny
so cool.
Bush cut. And you just heard it.
And I just heard it. Oh, my gosh. That is just awesome. Isn't it funny? You never know who is actually listening. You know,
right.
It's just, it's cool. It's very, very neat. Very cool story.
And I would have never thought that he would have fell in love with that song, but he did. And within about 6 months, I guess, I'm thinking I've never heard any more out of Johnny Bush. He's not going to cut that song. And then one day I get a call from the producer and says that it is on the album, and song number 14 on Who Will Buy My Memories is the name of the Johnny Bush album. So maybe everybody want to buy his and mine too, and they can compare.
Definitely. Everyone, go searching for it. His version, and also please get If I Were Me by Mike Seiler. Please check it all out. Google is our friend, so check it out.
Yeah.
So can you give everyone social networking sites that you're on that people can chat with you and get to know you?
Well, Facebook is the main one.
Mm-hmm.
Just Facebook / Mike Seiler, I guess, will do me. I actually signed up on Twitter, but I never think about it. I'm not the best Mike Seiler promoter by any means. But, you know, it is, you get wrapped up in your work and trying to pay bills, and, you know, you're career kind of just kind of takes second seat part of the time, but
but
Facebook is a really good way, and then of course my website too, you can email me from there, so we can stay in touch.
Hey, he's on there, you'll find him, and I'll also link your Facebook page. So I have a good question. Are you currently working on any upcoming projects, anything in the works, or just mainly writing and all the other fun stuff?
I'm trying to collect songs for another album, and I'm trying to be more selective. This seems like before I just kind of picked songs and with not a whole lot of thought process in it, but I'm trying to be a little more focused on just what kind of not necessarily a message, but a theme, you know, feel I'm looking for. So I've been pretty selective. I've been looking for a year, and I've a pretty good bunch of songs. I've written some that I'm naturally wanting to cut, but I've been doing some TV stuff recently. I filmed for RFD TV. I filmed the Midwest Country Show a couple of times in the last 6 months.
Wow. That's
they play
so
it's cool. On Saturday nights on at 7:30 Central Time on RFD Network. It's on Dish and Direct, and most cable companies carry it.
Cool. Check that out. That's awesome.
Did the Shot Red show earlier this year, and I think it will rerun again sometime in the next 30 days, 60 days. It should be running again, and that's a song called Romance that my friend Jerry Harkins in Marble Falls, Texas wrote, and I think that'll be a big song for somebody. We actually got that to George Strait's manager or producer, and and they liked it well and actually took it in and held it for about a week and then didn't cut it, but they said they really loved the song, but they didn't need it on that particular album. So, I got close to a George Strait cut, for whatever that's worth.
Very cool. love that. And you're just keeping busy. You're constantly working and putting out stuff and just doing different things, which is very nice.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Yeah, you can't quit. I got too much invested to quit. Plus, I love it. I'm not about to quit, so...
Right.
I'm going to do whatever comes along. I've met with Joey and Rory. I think I'm trying
Ooh.
To work. Have you seen that show on RFD?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Love them.
They're just as great and genuine people in person as they are, as you would think. They're really cool.
Yeah.
I actually sang his song he wrote called Chain of Love.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that song talking about
uh-huh.
Joe? In the ladies' flat tire out on the...
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yep. Yeah, hey. I sang that in church one time. It's been several years ago now, but I met him then.
Wow.
It's got a few things going on just to keep plugging along.
Yeah, exactly. In the chat room here that I want to get to, Isabel Rock says, really great song, and he's referring to If I Were Me, the song that we just played. So he's a fan there. Let's see. Da, 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 da. Oh, Reba Fan for Forever in the chat room asks, do you have a YouTube?
Yes. Just to Google Mike Seiler on YouTube. There's six or eight on there.
Perfect.
Also on Facebook, the song we were just talking about, Romance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you can get to that. There is a video, actually the video that we did with the Shotgun Red Show is there. You can hear that song and see me perform it live. I think you can get to that on my page. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and if not, definitely Google and also YouTube. Just search in Mike Seiler. I'm pretty sure you'll find it. There's always a way. I wanted to mention, Don mentioned it, we're going to be going to an event together on March 2nd at the Eagle Club in Taylorville, Illinois. You're going, I'm going, and a few other artists are actually coming as well, and Don. So I'm very excited about that, and I get to meet you, which is very, very exciting. The Josie Show will be covering the event live and in person, so it's very, very exciting. So if you guys are anywhere in the area, come. Join us. Have fun.
Even if you're not in the area, let's plan a road trip.
Plan a road trip. Perfect. Yes.
Hey,
please.
I'm bringing Johnny Lee Carpenter with me. He's actually named after Bob Wills' brother, Johnny Lee Wills, and his father grew up with Bob Wills and Johnny Lee Wills. And so he named his sons after that Wills family, and he's been playing Western swing, classic country stuff his whole life. Actually, with Tracy Byrd his whole career, and he's been working with me for about the last 10 or 12 years. And
very cool.
He's gonna bring that fiddle and come up there and work with us on that show.
Oh, sweet! Oh, I'm so excited for that event. I'll get to meet all of you. It's gonna be dream come true for little old me. I'm very excited.
Hey, every show is a dream come true, man.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yes, I agree. So another song of yours I'm going to play, it's your last song of the night. We're going to play It's About to Get Western. Yes, it is. Let's play it.
You want me to
oh, yes.
Let you know how that came about?
Oh, yes, please.
We were in Mike Blakely as a Western novelist. He would be a good guy to look up to. He's a songwriter and writes books also. But he and I had driven. We were living in Marble Falls, Texas, and we loaded up the horses and we went to Lubbock, Texas, to do the National Cowboy Symposium. Had a trail ride and a 2-day event, and we're there standing out on the sidewalk after the show on a Friday or Saturday night. And there's a guy, a local guy there named Dick Heisen. And we asked him, where can we go to get a drink? And he said, well, boys, and he kind of tilted his head a little, and he said, there's a little club down here on Broadway. But he said, boys, I've got to tell you, it can sure get a little Western in there. He tipped
there
that head and looked at us, rolled them eyes a little, and we knew exactly what that meant. And on the way home, we never did go to that club. We got to thinking about that song. And before we left Marble Falls, our good friend of ours, Larry Nye, told us to, he had just pulled up behind a pickup there in town. It had three guys in the pickup, and he said they were just sitting brim to brim talking about the hat, cowboy hat, side by side in that pickup. He said, y'all write a song about good old boys riding brim to brim.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, that's when you hear the song, you realize that's the first line. So we had the first line, and then old Dick Hyson gave us the title and the idea for the song, and we wrote that on the way back to Marble Falls. That next day, we wrote this song.
Oh, that is so, so cool. Thank you for sharing that story. Oh,
and,
love it.
And it was also, it was nominated in one record of the year on the Texas Music Chart, and that was 2006.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Big deal.
Very big deal. Well, I am going to play, because it's about to get Western on the Josie Show right now, people.
also, one other thing. Gary P. Nunn cut this song also.
Really?
That was a big honor for me. That was my first, I guess, song to ever get cut by what I call a major recording artist. And Gary P. Nunn has a version of this song also.
Wow, I love that. See, that's isn't it such a great feeling? Like when other people, you know, kind of acknowledge your success with the song and accomplishments, and then it's kind of like a very well done type thing.
Yeah, it is, and you know what? I should say this too. I know Jody is coming on in a little bit. I've always been a huge Jody Nix fan, and it would be a really good thing for him to record a Mike Seiler song, I think.
Wink, wink. I'll let him know.
Yeah, maybe we should. Yeah, let's just plant that seed. Mike Seiler's got some pretty good songs.
Mm-hmm.
Jody, why don't you cut a Mike Seiler song?
Absolutely. You know, I will actually let him know because he is going to come up next. So you know what? I might help you out with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. I'll do it. But yeah, when he comes on, I'll definitely do that for you. And I'm ready to play your song. It's about to get Western, and it is about to get Western up in here. So let's play that right now by the wonderful Mike Seiler. Let's do it right now.
Yeah.
Tommy draws a wild one, a little bronc called Smokey Joe. Now Smokey Joe ain't never been rode, Tommy ain't never been thrown. As he settles into the bucket shoot, he said, boy, here comes the show. It's about to get Western around here tonight. You better wear your working clothes and pull your hat down tight. Spending all his big prize money later on buying drinks at the dance. He's making eyes at the rodeo queen. He figures she's worth a chance. Some big bulldogger by the name of Earl says, Tommy, that's my girl. Why, as he ducks the knuckles, old Tommy starts to chuckle, says, all right, let her whirl. Cause it's about to get Western.
because it's about to get Western by Mike Seiler, who we're chatting to, of course, right now. I absolutely love that song. That is a song you could definitely groove to.
Oh, yeah. It is. And you know what, Josie, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
it's Little Western on Broadway in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, really?
I play at Legends Corner and like to invite everybody to come out every Wednesday night from 7 to 10 p.m., me and my band, the Short Notice Band,
mm-hmm.
we play that song and a whole bunch of others. And if you and your mom or anybody there want to ever get a chance to come see us, we'll be happy to get you up and sing or dance,
yeah.
whatever
That'd
you want to
awesome.
Do.
That would be awesome. Yes, please. That would be amazing, amazing. Love it. Isabel Rock says, tell him I love his lyrics. He loves your lyrics. Love it. Let's see here. What else do we have? Also Bobby Dean, who's a friend of yours, and also we interviewed him on the Josie Show a while back ago. He says hello.
All right. Well, Bobby. Hello,
yeah, Bobby Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. But we actually ran out of time, but I really want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and I'm very excited to get to meet you on March 2nd.
Yes, yeah. Ma'am. I'm looking forward. That's Taylor. Is that Taylor the name of the town we're in?
Yes, Taylorville, Illinois.
Taylorville. Now, want to get Western in Taylorville.
It is about to get Western in Taylorville. You're absolutely correct.
Well, Josie, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. Keep up the good work. I've heard
thank
a lot about you, and I'm excited to meet you, too.
Oh.
And looks like I think we'll have a big time.
Oh, it's going to be a party. Thank you so, so much. And we're going to keep in touch, okay? Talk to you soon. I'm very excited.
And keep sending them to that internet site so we can sell some products.
You got it. I will.
Okay.
That's what I love to do. I
yes,
promote
ma'am.
My butt off.
Yeah.
Thank you, all Mike. Right. I'll talk to you soon, all right? Thank you.
Thank you. Good up. See you soon.
You too. Mike Seiler, everyone. Check him out, and I'll post all of the links and stuff so you can check out his shop and all of his music that you can get. So please check it out. So let me cue my producer, mama, manager. Oh, well, whatever you are. you wear many hats, okay?
Yes, I do.
You wear many hats.
We are getting ready to bring on the Northern Cowboy himself. We are going to be bringing on
I know who this is.
Doug
Briney, of course.
I know. You've talked to him before, and you just adore him, so we're excited
Amen.
To have him on again. We've got a packed full show, so we're going to bring him on, but before we do that, we just wanted to make sure that Josie and I always get such kudos because, you know, we're the ones that are talking to everybody most of the time. But we wanted to give a special thank you to our other producer, Alan, because Alan is the one behind the scenes for real doing all the mechanical work. So
he helps keep the show running, and he also does our wonderful website.
Yes.
He does such a fantastic job, and he's amazing, and you can go on. Sorry, I'm cutting you off.
No, you're fine. He does all the streaming, as he said. He handles a couple of websites for us, and he's got ideas, crazy ideas. He's got great
ideas. He's awesome with the ideas. He's awesome with everything that he does. He's awesome with everything that he does. I mean, the website, we've had quite a few compliments on the website, and that all goes to the wonderful Alan Firestone.
That's right.
So big kudos to him.
He also is the one that first got you rocking when you were a very young girl on your own.
It's true.
So
he's the one to help
make sure that we give him kudos. He may not be the one that's talking to all the guests, but he is the one that keeps us running.
He is. He is definitely the one that keeps us on the right foot.
Extra hard love to him.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Now we are going to bring on the wonderful Doug Briney, who has been waiting all the way out in Alaska. So we thank him so much for his patience.
Oh, thank you.
Let's get his mic on here. Hello, Doug. Are you there?
Hey, I'm here, Tina. Thank you.
Woo!
Hey, Josie.
Thanks for holding.
Thank you for holding. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Oh, good. That's so good to hear. It's been a while since we've talked last, and you have so many great things that are here. You have a lot of things since we talked last. I'm very
excited.
Yeah,
it's been a lot of stuff going on, and we got a lot more in the works, and it's just been a lot of fun.
It has. So first off, for people who don't know, you are the Northern Cowboy. So all of my listeners, can you that don't know about what that means, can you tell us what that means?
Sure. I'm from Anchorage, Alaska, and I'm based out of Alaska. I have been up here for the past 21 years, and so kind of known as the Northern Cowboy because I'm about as far north as what you can get.
Absolutely. I love that. So, and then there is the Northern Cowboy. It's perfectly fitting.
There you go.
And when did you realize that singing was what you wanted to pursue as a career? You didn't want to do anything else. Singing was in your blood.
You know, music has been, I've told you before, music has been such a part of my life as far back as I can remember. I mean, I sang my first mm-hmm. solo when I was 2 years old in church, and it's been a part of my life ever since. And I grew up in youth choirs and church and went to a college and studied music, have been leading music in churches for years. And this aspect of it, getting out and doing just pure country and doing that is new, you know, relatively new about the past 5-6 years. But I can't say that there was any lights on moment. It's just that music has always been a part of my life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And you're very good at it. You really are.
Thank you, Josie.
You are good at it, and people are going to see how good you are because we're going to play some of your music here pretty soon. I'm very excited
All right.
about that. Yes.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
We're
doing well. We've got the we've got the new single is It's All Country, and it's been doing very well. We've been climbing the charts with that. More Than Just a Farm is still on the charts, and folks are still requesting that, and it's going great.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is. As you mentioned, the full CD is out. It's All Country. And there's a single here titled It's All Country that we're actually
right.
about to play right now. Good segue.
Perfect.
Very perfect. Awesome. So let's play that right now. It's All Country. Yes, it is. By Doug Viney. Here we go.
All right.
Love it.
Family feud is brewing on the streets of Music Row. A tug of war we've seen before. Out with country on the radio. You got diehards from the old school. New kids like to change. Why can't we all just get along, y'all? Join our hands and sing. It's Hank, it's Reba, Kenny Whalen Strait, Swift and Martina, Terry and Jones, and the list goes on. Deep roots from the family seed, all branches of the same old tree. It's all country. Country pop, but the king once got them all shook up with his blend of blues and rock. The legends are the foundation, the new guns are building on. It's a great big house we live in, there's room for everyone. And it's Hank, it's Reba, Kenny Whalen Strait, Swift and Martina, Terry and Jones, and the list goes on. Deep roots from the family seed, all branches of the same old tree. Yeah, it's all country. Yeah.
that was It's Our Country by Doug Briney, and we're chatting with him right now. We love that song, and it's, as we mentioned, that's actually the single from the title, your CD out, It's All Country.
Yes.
Yes. So it's very easy to remember the title because it's a single. But where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music?
You know, they can get it directly up from our website, which is DougBriney.com. And they can go there, they can order from there, they can get it from iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and everything. And we've got the links all set up directly from the webpage, make it as easy as we possibly can from there. But we're working on some more distribution right now. That's one of the things we're working on. But right now, if they want a physical hard copy of the CD, just go directly to the webpage. I'll sign it and personalize it for them any way they want and mail it out to them myself.
Perfect, perfect. So please check it out. There's many ways of getting it. So we'll also post your link as well for people to easy access to check it all out. And also, can you give everyone your networking site so they can keep up with you as well and chat with you?
Sure. From DougBriney.com, there's our links to our Twitter page on there. There's links to the Facebook page on there, but it's facebook.com/DBSongs, Delta Bravo Songs. And then if they go to Twitter, it's twitter.com/DougBriney. So it's pretty easy.
Pretty easy. So check that out. And also we'll link to your Facebook as well and all the other fun stuff. But something that I read here, and I'm very, very excited for you, you were currently nominated for a couple of awards. Can you tell us about those and how listeners can vote and help you out? So cool.
Yeah, the Southern Star Network has me up in their nomination there, and you need to just go to the southernstarnetwork.com, and that's how you can vote for me there. And I was nominated for Best Country Artist of the Year by Southern Star Media Group. So you need to go directly to there and vote. You can do that. Then on the Independent Country Musicians Association, there's several different things going on there each week, and we have the links from the Facebook page, independentcountrymusic.com, I believe, and it pulls up a chart, and you can vote on there, and it's exciting.
It is exciting. Congratulations. Wow. Well,
thank you. Yeah, it's mind-numbing and a little, and I keep using this word over and over and over again, but it's humbling. I mean, it really truly is very humbling because, you know, I never expected that when I started off doing this. When I released the CD, it wasn't with the expectation that I was going to be nominated for anything. I was just hoping to get some music out there and sell a couple CDs and have some fun with it, and it's really taking off, and I'm extremely humbled, very excited, and humbled is the best word I keep coming.
Yeah, it really is well deserved though. You do have such amazing music, and your voice is so pure, and you're just amazing. I can only imagine what your face must have been like when you found out that you were nominated for these. Was it kind of just a surreal, oh my goodness, I need cake to celebrate kind of moment?
coffee. I need coffee. I need the coffee to help me celebrate, and that was exactly it. It was amazing, and and I don't know what my face looked like either at the time. I just was wow.
Right.
You know, that was the biggest thing. Was just kind of wow.
Definitely. I don't blame you. That's very, very cool. So also, I was wondering, are you currently working on any other projects, or are you just, writing and doing all that fun stuff?
I'm actually working right now trying to form a band, and so we're planning some touring this next summer in 2013. We're going to be doing a lot of touring, so I'm trying to put together a very, very rocking band that we can do a little touring with. And having a lot of fun with it. So that's the main thing that's going on project-wise right now. I don't have anything, in the works. We've been talking about a new CD, and we're in the very, very beginning stages of concept for that, where we want this thing to go and how we, you know, how we want it to sound and those type of things. So we're just starting the talking in that. And but the main thing that's been on my mind is really getting this band together and really honing the skills down and having fun with the crowds and the audience and getting out in front and interacting with the fans. And that's what I'm really focused on.
Absolutely. It looks like you're really keeping busy and constantly moving and doing great things. So that's
I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying.
You're doing it.
You know, we are. Yeah, we've been at a local bar here in Anchorage several Wednesday nights, Eddie's Sports Bar, and it's a great country bar here. Then there's it's actually a sports bar, but man, they're just big into country music. It's great. Tonight I'm actually performing at the S Lounge. I'm opening up for a couple groups that are over there. And then last week I was down in Homer, Alaska, and performing at the Downey Saloon. Had a fantastic time down there. They were just some great folks and really enjoyed myself there. Next week I'm singing the national anthem for the Alaska Fighting Championships. Then going back to, let's see, then 31st, I'll be performing. Our church band is doing a Halloween thing, and so we're going to be having a lot of fun that night, on Wednesday night. S Lounge, a couple different things are coming up there. So it's getting busier and busier, and it's a good thing.
It really is. That's just so, so cool for you. And that's really cool that you get to do the national anthem.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I mean, I really am. I'm very excited about it. There'll be about 3,500, 4,000 folks there. Get to do the national anthem at the Sullivan Arena. And then doing that again for the Aces, the Anchorage Aces is our hockey team that we have in Alaska. And I'll be doing the national anthem on December the 28th for them as well. And so, yeah, it's all good.
It is all good. Very cool. And another thing that I also wanted to mention for people who don't know, you were also a pastor. Is that correct? You do.
I sure am. Yeah, I stay very busy. I am. I'm the pastor of the Cowboy Church of Anchorage, and we meet every Sunday morning, 9:30 at Wayland Baptist University here in Anchorage. And so we have a great time with that. We use country music as a main genre in our worship. We take a lot of the modern praise music that's out there and put a little twang to it and have a little fun. And then my messages are very, very applicable, real, you know, I try to be very down to earth and very applicable with it, so that very practical in that. And so we have a great time with that. And then I'm actually also getting ready. I owned a coffee shop, and I sold that back in June before I did my Let's Get Writing tour. And then we've been trying to get this a location set to open up a new shop, and I just filed paperwork today, so I'm really praying and hoping that the banks will see fit to give me the loan so that I can press forward and open up this sit-down coffee shop. It'll be Cowboy Coffee Shack, and we're going to have live music every Friday night, and it's just going to be a happening spot.
It is. Well, you know what? I have to go. I have to be there.
Please. Hey, I was just listening. You know, you guys are going to be in Taylorville, Illinois?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got relatives in Taylorville. I mean, I really do. That's where my grandmother lived there for a number of years, and my the South Central Illinois area is where my mother's side of the family is all from.
That's awesome. Small world.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's kind of funny when you said Taylorville, Illinois. I was like, I know exactly right where that's at. I've been there many times. Yeah.
So cool.
The song More Than Just a Farm. The reason I fell in love with that song so much is because when I was 13 years old, I got to spend the summer with my grandfather on his farm, and it was a little tiny town called Bolivie, which is just about 45 minutes, 50 minutes north of Taylorville, and in Christian County there. There's Mount Auburn, all that area is right there, and that's the farm that I spent my 13th year on it and just fell in love with that, and and really got to know my grandfather well, and that's how that song became so special to me. The minute I heard it, it just reminded me of my grandfather and spending that summer with him.
Oh, that is so cool. I love that. That's awesome. Well, it is definitely a small world then, because that's exactly where we're going to be at. That's very cool. That's so cool. So let's see here. That brings me to the next song here. It's kind of fitting. Let's play More Than Just a Farm.
What a great segue, huh?
It really is. I know. We've been doing so well with that lately. We've been really getting that segue here. So let's play it. I'm very excited. By Doug Briney. More Than Just a Farm.
Faced little guy came flying up the drive, mom and daddy tagging right behind. City folk head to toe, mama's fancy high you broke, had seen it all before a million times. They asked, can he ride the tractor? Can he pet that cow with horse? Well, I laughed real loud, said I'm on my plow, told him all about the farm. It was my daddy's and my grandpa's, that old barn where I sold my first kiss. It's my past and my future, it's my home where I raised my kids. My blood's acre, I planted every seed. When I die, swear I'll rest in peace. Yeah, it's more than just a farm to me. Skinny as a rubber band, whiskered face in summer tan. That boy came back to work, my grandpa's last. Hands got rough, he got tough, made of the right stuff. That high school boy grew to a man. My family gave him 20 acres on the day he took his bride. Well, he cried out loud, said, I'll make you proud. He told the man to change my life. And he said, was my daddy's and my grandpa's, that old barn where I sold my first kiss. It's my past and my future. It's my home where I raised my kids. My blood's a different acre. I planted every seed. When I die, well, rest in peace. That's all that just belongs to me. Then he said every night, kneel to God and pray. Someday my own grandson will say, hey, was my day. That old barn where I sold my first kiss. It's my past and my future. It's my home where I'll raise my kids. My blood's an educator. I planted every seed. When I die, where I'll rest in peace. Yeah, it's more than just a barn. It's more than just fun to me.
that was more than just a farm. I have to say, this song is so cute. It is such a sweet song. I love it. It's amazing. It's amazing. Is Doug still here? Oh. Uh-oh.
Hello?
Checking mic error. Oh, hello.
There we go.
Yeah, I was
talking to you, but you weren't hearing me. There we go.
Oh, goodness. Awesome. Yes, sorry about that. The mic, we must have, by an accident, turned it off, and then we had to put you back on. Sorry about that. Crazy.
Not a problem. I'm here.
Okay. Awesome. It was our fault. But I just love this song. It's so sweet, so cute. It's amazing.
Well, thank you. I you know, it's one of those, like I said, it's just one of those. It was the very first song that I selected for the CD. I knew I wanted to record it I just heard like the first verse and the first chorus of it, and I just fell in love with it right away.
Mm-hmm. I could see how you could definitely do that, because I fell in love with it just now. I mean, it's just an amazing, amazing song. It's a very cute story. You can actually imagine it in your head as it's going on, and it'll just bring tears to your eyes. It's adorable.
Yeah, it's fun. And like I said, you know, it really does. It really reminds me of that 13th year that I spent with my grandfather and working on his farm. And, you know, I learned to drive a tractor that year, you know, backup tractors, combines, milk cows, gather eggs from the chickens, you know, all those fun things that are part of the farm life. And from slaughtering hogs, you know, I learned everything that it took to run that farm, at least in the, you know, the funniest thing about that was the very first morning I was there. I'm 13 years old and from California, and I'm there laying in bed and I'm sound asleep. And the next thing I know, my grandmother is at the foot of my bed. My grandma was a large, rotund woman. She had this voice like a drill sergeant. She's at the foot of my bed beating on a pot. She's like, "Get up! You've overslept." You know what I mean? It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't know that 5 o'clock came around more than once a day. You know, I mean, at that point in my life, and it scared me right out of the bed really fast. And but you know, she was telling me, she had told me that I was oversleeping, and I didn't understand. You know, she said, "Grandpa's been out there for already an hour getting things done. You need to get out there, and I'll have breakfast ready." And I mean, but true story. I mean, it scared me to death that first morning, and I don't know that I ever stopped jumping when Grandma came in and woke me up in the morning, but I got a little bit better at it.
You got used to it after a while.
I got to where at least I wasn't jumping, you know, straight up out of the bed every morning.
Right. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. I've always, my mom will actually agree, because she was in Wisconsin, and it was kind of like, you know, it was kind of like a farm, but without the animals. It was sort of, kind of, I don't know exactly what it's called, but yes. And I've always, like, wanted to live on a farm, you know, with the whole animals and the, you know, all just, I don't know, I just find that so fascinating. I love it, besides the, you know, waking up at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning part.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot of fun when you're visiting, but to actually be there working it. And, you know, you know, farmers don't get enough credit. I mean, that is their life every day.
It's true.
I mean, because even when they're not feeling well, the cows don't really care. They still have to be milked. They still have to be fed. And it's just, that's just the way it is. And it's a very tough and a hard life. You know, my grandfather did it for a lot of years, and I've had other relatives that do that. I have a relative in Wisconsin. It was my dad's stepbrother that owned a very large dairy farm there, and we got to visit there and help out on his farm for a week while we were there visiting. It is tough work, you know, and it's fun for a week. It's fun for a little bit, but to realize, okay, that's your life for the next 30 years, that's a tough life. And that song sums it up. The song sums it up because it's more than just a farm. It's more than just a chunk of property. It's more than just something that we're trying. It is our life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's again, it was. It was my grandfather's life, and it really brought a lot of memories back to my mind.
Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely. I mean, big time kudos to those who run a farm and actually do all that work, because, I mean, it takes a lot. Because, like, when you look at videos and stuff, because, you know, you can always see how those things work and, you know, YouTube, all the other stuff if you search, and they get up at, like, the butt crack of dawn and have to, like, do all this work, you know, and it looks like it's a lot. It does.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, and it is, and the animals become a part of their life. The buildings, you know, they're a part of everything, and little memories are made all around. And I've got a good friend who is a rancher down in Oklahoma, and his family's been in ranching for these years. I mean, for many, many years, and that family, you know, he just got married, and his wife is learning about that ranch life, and it's.
Aww.
That is their life, and it is, and it's great. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Oh, that's so cool, and I love the song. Everyone in the chat room are just in love with your songs. Tim Garman in the chat room says, "Music sounds great, Doug."
yeah, I appreciate that, Tim. I'm trying to follow along there, and it sounds like you got a little matchmaking going on in there.
It is. I know. It's awesome. It's awesome. You never know what could happen in our chat room. You never know.
There you go.
It's awesome. Yeah, I see you in there, and that's really cool. I love it when people are actually in the chat room, because it's fun to actually get that direct feedback when you're, you know, doing an interview. So I appreciate
you
being there. Hey.
Yeah, it is. It's fun.
It is. Also, a really quick last question here for you, because we are running out of time, unfortunately. It goes so fast. I don't know why. So I was wondering, what is your next goal? Where would you like to see yourself in 2013 coming up?
2013, the big goal for 2013, honestly, is to do a pretty extensive Northwest tour, and as well as getting down into Tennessee. I'd really like to get down to Nashville and do some playing down in that area as well. But 2013 is going to be dedicated a lot to really touring and getting out there and really building up that fan base, getting in front of people and doing that. That's you know, Alaska's a huge state, but we have such a small population, and I need to be able to tour outside of Alaska a lot more, and that's the big goal. And it is expensive for me to tour out of Alaska. It's expensive. It's timely, but it's a part of it, and I'm looking forward to it. And we're up for the challenge. And so that's the big thing for 2013 right now that I've got in the works. We're looking at being signed with a label here fairly shortly, and excited about that. You know, just taking this thing and continuing on and continuing on, and hopefully interacting with the fans a lot more and doing those live shows in front of bigger and bigger audiences outside of Alaska.
Oh yes, definitely. You gotta try to come anywhere near Illinois or something, or I'll make a trip out of it. It doesn't matter. I just want to see you live.
Hey, I'd love to. You know, like I said, I've got relatives that are in Taylorville right there. I mean, maybe we can figure out something, get me down there at the same time. But I don't know. It's going to be exciting, and we're trying to get out of the state. A lot of the tour that we're going to do with the band will be in the Pacific Northwest, Washington, Oregon, Northern California, in those areas, Montana, Wyoming. We're going to be in a lot of those areas, but I probably will travel as well. I know I'll be traveling as well as just a solo artist down in Texas, and I'd like to get down in Tennessee. That's one of the big goals that I have, is to get to Tennessee and this thing there.
Absolutely. Tennessee is where it's at. You got to go.
my mom actually lives in Tennessee now. She lives there for the time being. She's got her house up for sale. She's trying to move down into Missouri, closer to my brother.
Right.
But right now she does live in Tennessee, and it's been a few years. It's been probably about 5 years since I've been back there to visit, and it is. It's time to get back there, visit with her a little bit, but also, she's about 2 hours outside of Nashville, and go visit with her and get into Nashville and have some fun there. Alan Shepard with the ICMA has moved the offices. ICMA is there now in Nashville, and I'd like to meet with him and do that. And, you know, there's a lot of things, but I'd really like to get there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Me too. I think I've been to Nashville maybe a couple times, and it's so, so beautiful. I want to go back too. So let's make a trip out of it. I'll meet you there.
We'll do it. Yeah.
Awesome. And I have to thank you so, so much once again. You're always so much fun to talk to. And if there's anything else that you would like to promote down the line, anything that we could help you with, please let us know. We'd love to have you back on anytime.
Josie, I really do. I appreciate it, and I thank you for letting me come on. And again, I want to say thanks to Michael Stover for arranging this, my manager, getting this with MTS Management, getting this all arranged. And to your mom, keep up the work out there, and Tina, keep that matchmaking going.
Yeah. Love it. She's over here giggling. She says thank you, and I have to thank you so, so much. Thank you once again for coming on. And, yes, keep in touch. Let's have another interview down the road.
All right. Thanks so much, Josie.
Thank you so much. Doug Briney, everyone. Woo-hoo. Awesome. Love it. So let's see here. I want to cue in my producer here, see what's going on.
So we've got, you bring my handwriting, I hope.
Yes,
we've got an announcement, yeah.
Tim Garman's son, Taylor, is getting married tomorrow to his love, Carrie, and we want to say congratulations to them. We wish you both a happy life together, and hugs from the Josie Show. Congratulations. Love it. Taylor and Carrie. Yay! Woohoo! Congrats, you two. Oh, I love it. Oh, love. So beautiful.
Yay!
So beautiful.
That's so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Please save some wedding cake for me.
Wedding cake,
Zach! Via UPS, you know. No, I'm kidding. But I hope you guys have a great, great life.
Wish them all the best.
Oh, yes.
Aw,
so cute.
Okay. So, yeah, absolutely. So now you had the fine opportunity of talking to a wonderful artist and a radio show personality as well, Jody Nix.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to bring that interview to everybody, correct?
Correcto mundo. And also, note to self, because I am going to listen to this episode again, so that way I'll remind myself. But reminder, Mike Seiler wants to if it would be okay if Jody Nix can cover,
contact him,
cover the song. You never know. So let's. I'll let him know. I'll send him an email. Awesome.
All right, here we go.
So we'll do that. Here we go.
All right, everyone. I'm very excited to have my next guest here. Everyone, please welcome the wonderful Jody Nix to the show. Hi.
Hi. How are y'all?
I am doing great. How are you doing over there?
I'm doing good. I'm honored to be on your show.
Same here. It's going to be a lot of fun. Really quick, though, I want to get to know you a little bit better. So let's start from the basics here. I heard through the grapevine that you first started making music in your dad's band. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Long time ago. I was 8 years old when I started playing drums for him.
Wow, that is very, very cool. So it's kind of only natural that you got into this business, especially, having a musical family, your dad, so.
Right. Yes, ma'am. You're right about that.
Mm-hmm. Very, very neat. And as you mentioned, you play the drums, but also you play the fiddle. Do you play any other instruments?
Rhythm guitar, a little bit.
Wow.
And,
very cool.
That's probably about it.
And did you self-teach yourself, or did you take classes to learn all this?
No, I'm going to be honest and upfront with you. I just feel like that I have a God-given talent, and music has came natural with me and my family, and I just give God the glory for it, and he's allowed me to use it for many, many years.
Yeah, I definitely can tell this is a gift. So it's very, very neat. But I was wondering, when did you realize that singing was what you wanted to pursue as a career? When did you, find out that this is exactly where you're supposed to be?
Well, many, many years ago, because I started playing so young. I started playing the drums when I was four. That's when I got my first set, and I started playing professionally when I was eight with my dad, Hall Nix, and his West Texas Cowboys here in Big Spring, Texas, and he played all over West Texas and parts of the Southwest. And I've just always loved music and known that's what I really wanted to do, and had dreamed about, you know, having my own band and things through the years, and
yeah,
working for other people. But I did have some opportunities when I was in my early 20s, late teens, early 20s, but I chose to stay with my dad, and I don't regret that, you know, because I lost him 27 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And after that is when I really came to the front and started running my own land. But I've always known pretty well that this is what I wanted to do deep down, is, you know, stay in music and be a professional musician.
And you do it so well. I just have to give
you
big time kudos. Yes, you're just so amazing. And as you mentioned, you have had such great opportunities in this business. I did my research, and I understand that you had the honor to perform for former President George H.W. Bush. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, in 1989, the Texas Cowboys and I were invited. Well, it started in the fall of 88, we got a call from our representative, Charles Stenholm,
mm-hmm.
to come and play the Texas State Society Black Tie and Boots Ball.
Wow.
And we did that in January of 89, and of course, President Bush was our president at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we rode on the Texas float, represented Texas that way, and then it was us and Steve Warner at the Washington Hilton for the Black Tie and Boots Ball that night, and that was quite an honor for a Texas
yeah.
boy to get to do something like that.
Wow, that must have just been insane, like an out of body experience. Were you nervous, or did you just jump in there?
Dude, what? Can you? I didn't hear you. That can you repeat
oh, yeah.
that?
Oh yeah, of course. Were you nervous? I mean, I would be performing on a float, and especially in front of George W. Bush. Were you nervous, or did you just jump right in there and did your thing?
I won't say nervous. I was excited. And
yeah.
It was just such a big thing for us and such an honor to get to do something like that. And it's something mm-hmm. I will never forget. Still got a lot of pictures and a lot of memories in my heart and mind that will always be.
Yeah.
It was a great thing to get to do. Right, hadn't been long out that I'd been on my own that we got asked to do that, and it was great. It looks good on my resume.
Yes, it does. It really does. What also looks really good on your resume, by the way, if I could add, you've also worked with awesome artists such as Ray Price and George Strait, to name a few. I mean, legends, the greats. That's what I call.
At the age of 21, of course, my dad and I were very close to the great Bob Wills. That was my dad's hero. Everyone has a hero, but you know, mm-hmm. Bob Wills was, to me, the first superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he was before Hank, and he was before Elvis. And I love Hank, and I love Elvis too. But you know, Mr. Wills set a pattern in the Western swing music, and my dad just adored him and got to know him in the early 50s, and they became great friends, and we got to work with him a lot. And at the age of 21, 1973, I got to be on his for the last time session, his recording session in Dallas in December 3rd and 4th of 1973. Me and my dad and Merle Haggard were the guests that weren't Texas Playboys by Mr. Wills' request to be on that with him, and that was another great honor.
Wow.
And as you said, I've got to work with Ray Price and George Strait, Mo Bandy, mm-hmm. Red
yeah.
Seagull,
mm-hmm.
Johnny Bush. There's just so many of them.
Yeah, big list.
We're very, very thankful that we've got to be, you know, with those people at the given time that we were. And in 2008, we represented the state of Texas at the Smithsonian Folklife Music Festival
mm-hmm.
there on the Mall in Washington, D.C., and we got to play at the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts while we were there, too, and that was another great honor.
Absolutely. You've had such amazing honors and success, you know, doing what you're doing, and you should never stop, by the way.
Well, I hope not let you know, age is going to catch up with me one of these days, but not right now.
No, definitely. Soak up everything that you're doing.
very amazing. And also, I'm very excited because I'm going to get to play your songs later on here. But can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you have out currently for people to purchase and all that fun stuff?
Yes, ma'am. I have 11 CDs out on my own, and they can be bought off my website at www.jodynix.com. And I recorded the first time on my own in 1979. The album came out in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the next one was 86, then 88, 92, 95,
mm-hmm.
98. I'm trying to think. I'm getting the CDs in my head here. 2002, 2008, and 2010, 2011. I think that covers all 11 of them.
Wow,
and
that's amazing.
I'm very pleased with all of them, and hope that your people that listen to you and that will be listening to us when you do this interview, that they'll be interested in hopefully hitting my website, and I can send some more music out to them.
Absolutely. That's what we're here to do. We want to make sure everyone knows all of your information so people can check out your website and purchase your music. So we'll post all of your links as well before the show. So easy access. Yes. And is there maybe a 2012 or 2013 album, maybe? Are you thinking about?
We're hoping to. We haven't planned one yet, but the latest one's been out about a year, and we're very pleased with that. It's on Hillside Records, and it's called Bright Lights and Country Music, an old Bill Anderson song that I've loved for a long, long time, and re-recorded that and made that the title of our latest CD.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, I mean, people, don't delay. I mean, there's 11 CDs. There's no excuse. You can find them. you can do it. Also, I want to mention you also have been inducted into the Texas Western Swing Hall of Fame. That is amazing. Can you tell us about that honor?
Yes, ma'am. That was in 2009. I got a phone call one morning from Al Dressen, who kind of heads that up out of Austin and San Marcos, Texas, and was very, very surprised and honored when he told me that they were going to induct me and the band into the Hall of Fame, the Western Swing Hall of Fame of Texas, and wanted us to come down and play and be a part of it. And another blessing, another gift from God. I don't know how to say it. I'm just still overwhelmed about that, to be in such good company as of course my dad and Bob Wills and Billy Mata and his great band and Bobby Flores and so many, many Texas artists that's going on today and some of the pioneers from yesteryear. It's quite an honor.
That had to have been some quite the phone call. I hope there was cake involved in a celebration afterwards, because well, that is some phone call to get.
I don't remember having any cake there, but we sure did enjoy playing a lot of music that night.
That's perfect. That works well.
Yes, ma'am.
Love it. Very amazing. And also, people probably already know this. People probably enjoy it all the time. But while playing in a dance hall, do you measure a song or a club maybe by how many people fill up that dance floor when you're playing? Or what exactly, how do you exactly do that? Because I've never been to a dance hall, but it sounds like so much fun. I mean, what's that like for someone who's never been to one?
I've played many a Texas dance hall in my longevity of playing. And you want to hit them with something strong that they'll dance to, like Fraulein or Keys in the Mailbox or Faded Love or, you know, a good old Ray Price song, Don't Believe I'll Fall in Love Today, or Charlie Walker, Pick Me Up on Your Way Down. They come there to dance, and I'm known as a Texas dance band, and I do my best to hit them hard and keep them on that floor. You know, we kind of ease her back a little as we get going and slow it down, play a ballad or two, but I keep it pretty solid dance music the whole 4 hours.
Love that. Is there like a specific song that really, when you sing it, that it gets the crowd going? What would you say?
Ma'am, there's several of them. You know, like I mentioned, maybe Fraulein or something like that. Pick Me Up on Your Way Down, or Heartaches by the Number, Faded Love, Whiskey River. There's just countless.
Right. Wow, that's very, very neat. I've always wondered. I've always wanted to go to one. It's in my bucket list. I'll go.
Well, I'd love for you to come down here and see us sometime.
Yes, I was actually just going to say that. I would love to one of these days see you perform. I'll make the trip up there. I don't care. That'd be awesome. Would love that. I want to actually get to some fun questions, my favorite questions.
All right.
So have you ever had any kind of embarrassing on-stage moments that ever happened to you? Because you are human. Is there anything that happened live and in person?
Sometimes. Amplifier goes bad or a cord goes bad and they can't hear you or whatever, or you break a string on your fiddle or something like that, or maybe forget the words to a song or something like that. Yes, that's happened to me a few times.
I absolutely love that question because I get so many responses, different kind of responses to that one, so it's always very interesting to hear about, you know, the mistakes, because you are human.
Yes, we are very human.
You still got a pulse, so you are human. But also, what are some, like, fun hobbies that you like to do on your downtime when you're not making music?
Well, I'm an avid football fan and a rodeo fan. I've always loved the cowboy way of life and grew up in the country and still live on the home place that my grandparents settled on many years ago, but I really like football and rodeo, calf roping in general, but every event is rodeo, but I do, calf roping is my favorite. I used to rope a little bit for fun when I was in college, a little bit after I got out, just, that was kind of a passion of mine, a hobby, but besides playing country music, I love country music, and I like to listen and research, and I do have a radio show on Sunday night that we've been doing for about a year and a half, and I get to pick all the songs and kind of play what I want to play, and I dig back and dig out a lot of classics from the old days.
Wow, I love that.
Hobbies mainly is watching football and being interested in roping and rodeo and cowboy stuff like that.
Very, very, very neat. And speaking though, back to what you said, a radio show, can you give us all the details for that in case everyone wants to listen?
Yes, I'm on every Sunday night from 7 to 9 here at a local station in Big Spring, KBYG Radio. Of course, they'd have to listen to it streaming, but it is 1400 AM and 106.3 FM. And to listen to us on the net, as we call it, and to stream worldwide to pick it up, it's www.kbygradio.com.
Perfect.
Each and every Sunday night, and play classic country and western swing.
Awesome. So if you guys want to get your country on, go to his station. On Sundays, if you want to get your country on, please go check out Jody Nick. I love that, and I have to thank you so, so much for speaking with me today. It was such a pleasure and an honor for me to get to talk to
you. For me too, ma'am.
I had so much fun. So we're going to say goodbye to you. However, we are going to play a couple of your songs coming up next. So stay tuned, everyone, for some music from Jody Nix up next. Woohoo! Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
That was absolutely awesome. Great interview,
yeah.
Jody. He's a great, great guy. And we're going to play a couple of his songs here really quick before we bring on our next guest, Mr. Scott Isbell. So first we're going to go ahead and we're going to play Jody Nix and his song Shoes. Here we go.
Rock on.
Everything you told me, I believe. You said that I was all that you'd ever need. That I made life worth living for you. And no one else could ever fill my shoes. But lost dog that I cared for. And someone else will fill the shoes that I once wore. 'Cause them shoes don't fit me yesterday. But them shoes don't fit me anymore. They lost their shape when I lost all that I cared for. And someone else will fill the shoes that I once wore. 'Cause them shoes don't fit me anymore.
And that was Jody Mix and his song, Ma,
Shoes. Woohoo! And now we've got one more by Jody Mix. We are going to play Silver Dew on the Bluegrass. Silver Dew on the Bluegrass. Here we go. Scott Isbell coming up next. Here we go, people. Hold on.
Of magnolias filled the air. A lonely girl was writing to her sweetheart across the phone. May God protect you, darling, over there. Silver dew on the bluegrass tonight. How it shines. Thank you.
and my darling, you will see silver dew on the blue grass tonight.
Yeah!
Woo, that's awesome. That was Jody Nix with Silver Dew on the Bluegrass. Great interview, great music. Glad that we were able to have him on. And
now
we have been waiting
without further ado.
Video premiere for Scott Isbell's new video.
I'm so ready. But
awesome.
Now, I want to explain really quick how this is going to work. So we're going to play the video on josieshow.com, but are we also going to hear the voice?
Yeah, you'll be able to hear it on radio as well. So what's going to happen is Alan is just going to do his work like we were complimenting.
He's magical, okay?
He's magical.
He's magical.
But if you want to see the video, you have to tune in at josieshow.com. So,
and it's on our page.
Yep, type in www.josieshow.com.
And under the little arrows that say listen live here, it points to our Ustream.
Yep, you will see the Ustream, and that's
bam,
where the video is going to come up. So if you want to see the video, that's where you need to go.
Yeah.
So get you a few minutes. We're going to talk to Scott a little bit first, so we'll get you a few minutes to get in there. But you definitely want to be listening from there. I know there's thousands of places where you can see Here's the Josie Show, but you want to be listening from our site so that you can see the video as well. Trust me, you do not want to miss this video. It's awesome. All right, so we have Scott on the line. You ready?
I am ready
to remember. No, it's been too long. All right, so let me go ahead and get him on here.
Ready.
Hello, Scott, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Hi. How's everything going?
Everything is going just fine and dandy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Caught up a little on Law and Order tonight.
it's a good day. It's a good night.
Yep.
I love that. Oh, it is? Oh, blah.
I know.
I am so, so excited to finally, finally be able to catch up with you because you have been busy. For people who don't know, you were on Josie's Hard Country on the Southern Star Network. And you were on the Josie Show a couple of times, actually. I believe you called in when Savannah Ewan was here. And then you also called in. I had an interview with you on the Josie Show as well. So that was really cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, we did. We went over a time, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely had fun. So for people who don't know, you are an amazing actor. You're a singer and songwriter. You wear tons of hats. You do different things. I was wondering, what have you been up recently? I want to catch up with you. What you been doing?
I've been mostly doing just, I got to close out the chat. It's distracting me.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Can you tell I'm like stuttering because I'm like reading different things?
I haven't done much acting lately. About a year and a half ago, I acted on a pilot for a PBS show, but I've been doing a lot of my music lately. I've been I worked on the music video, and I've been doing mostly just songwriting lately. I did a small tour over the summer of about 10 shows or so, and so lately it's been mostly just songwriting. I want to have another iTunes single come out at some point. And another music video would be cool as well.
Oh, definitely. That would be cool. Is this your first music video?
Yeah, that is my first video. I was really excited when I saw it. I've watched it so many times. I'm excited for everyone to see it.
I am very excited for people to see it and hear it because we'll play from different places. Alan's magic. but I remember the last time we chatted, we were talking about because you were doing a musical or you were doing a stage show, I believe, the Christmas one, I think.
Oh yes, A Christmas Carol. I acted in that. Yes, I played Ghost of Christmas Present as well as a couple other characters the last holiday time. And that was really an incredible experience to be in a classical show. I had never done that before. It was not the musical version, it was the play version. And that was just really an incredible experience. And I hope to do more theater as well in the future.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that, you know, if you're going to be doing any more of those, you know, this December, coming on 2013, because it seems like you had a lot of fun. There's really awesome pictures on Facebook of you doing that. And also, I believe it's on YouTube, too, right?
Yes, it is. Most of the clips that I was in are is on YouTube. I don't have any acting in the works right now, but it's definitely something I would like to do, especially when the opportunities arise.
Definitely. Absolutely. I could see that. I could see it. I know you're going to get tons of offers for that one. That would be awesome. I really actually want to start playing your music video here, Come Back Home. But first, can you tell us about this video and what we're about to see? What are we about to witness?
Oh, sure. Well, it's called Come Back Home, and it's really about coming back to your roots and never forgetting about who you are as a person and overcoming obstacles, whether, you know, it's diabetes, bad anxiety, OCD, eating disorders, anything like that. So it can really relate to anyone who's ever had to deal with some life's battles and just not giving up on them.
Definitely. And I don't think a lot of people know this about me, per se, but I have OCD. I don't think a lot of people. Yeah, I don't think a lot of people know that about us. But yeah, we do. And actually, I think a lot of people have it a little bit. You know, I mean, tons of people have OCD and have to deal with it. So it's a very relatable song for me, especially because it can relate to those things that, you know, people have to kind of overcome. So I think it's a really good song. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So I'm ready. Let's play this. I'm ready. I'm so excited for this. Let's play Come Back Home by Scott Isabel.
Without you, no. Kept you holding on for much too long.
I made it.
Come Back Home, and the video, we were trying our best to sync it. Even a little bit of sprinkle dust and magic can't help that, but we were wondering where we can find the music video, or when it's going to be released to, you know, YouTube and all that fun stuff so people could see it for themselves.
It's currently on YouTube right now. Go to youtube.com/ScottIsbellMusic.
Okay.
Help me get the YouTube views up on that. I'll be posting hopefully a bunch of other videos there as well. So make sure if you like what you hear and see to subscribe.
Awesome. Let's do it. Very cool. So I also post the link to your YouTube as well. For people to check it out. So that's no problemo. Yes. I have to say, it's a very, very amazing song. It totally blows me away every time I see it. I love your stuff because, you know, you always put so much emotion into everything that you do, and we can literally, like, sit in our seats and watch you and feel what you're feeling, which is amazing. You know, you're an entertainer. That's what you're supposed to do, and you're really good at it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'm not really good at is dancing. I look like Carlton Banks from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's so funny. But yeah, you're awesome. For our listeners, where can people find you on social networking sites and your websites and all other fun stuff?
Okay, my website is scottisbellmusic.com. That's scottisbellmusic.com. You can find me on Twitter at Scotty Isbell. And you can also follow me on Facebook, friend me, whatever. And I, as I said, I have YouTube as well. My sister reminded me I have an Instagram. I've probably sent one picture. I use Twitter pretty much every day, so you can come over and join the conversation.
Totally. Follow him. Follow, like, add, all that other fun stuff. Subscribe. It's very easy to find. Google is our friend, so just type in Scott Isbell, and also scottisbellmusic.com, his website. You can just go there, and all the links are there, so check it out. It's an awesome site. You'll find it. We're actually running out of time. I don't want to get clicked off because the lady with the awesome accent might start yelling at us.
I know.
Everybody,
I'm butting in.
Tina explains what I was trying to That's an inside joke.
We have to let Scott know. That's a little inside joke. It seems like every single time that there's something
like
in
an
the
interview
paper,
or something.
Yeah, something in the paper on Josie. There's always, you know, they always ask me something because I'm standing there. And then it never fails. Like, they'll say all this stuff about Josie, and then at the bottom they'll say, Tina explains. And then they'll be like, all this stuff.
It's like Tina keeps explaining. It's hilarious. So that's a little inside joke.
That's what happens when you have a mother that talks too much. Scott, the video is awesome.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And what Josie doesn't know is that Scott is actually here tonight also, besides his wonderful video, to help me out with something.
Oh, okay.
Which you have no clue about. See, we love
I really don't. I was about to get screamed at.
She's panicking about the time. I'm like, oh,
I know.
You're not going anywhere.
Oh, okay. I'm scared.
So anyways,
yeah.
I shared this with Scott, and now I'm going to share it with everybody else, and I wanted to keep him on the line because I know he's one of your most favorite people.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure that he was here to hear the news with you.
Okay, I'm a little nervous. Is this bad or good?
No, this is good.
Okay.
So Conscious Music Entertainment
has
an award that they call the Sparkle Award.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah. And your great friend, Polly Carmen from Champagne, won it last time.
Yeah.
And he was even the one that came up with the Sparkle name, and he's, you know, wants to make sure that, you know, that lives on. And so Malia McKinney from Conscious Music Entertainment wanted to award you with the Sparkle Award for October.
What?
You are the October Sparkle Award winner. And let me tell you what the Sparkle Award winner is. It's basically an award to thank you because you sparkle through community involvement and music empowerment. So I wanted to, here is an award. I'm actually going to present it to you. I know you guys can't see it, but we'll make sure we take pictures. And we'll
oh, my God!
Congratulations.
Oh, my God. It is so pretty. Oh, my gosh. It actually sparkles. Kind of.
Oh, do you have it in front of you right now?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's so cool. Thank you, guys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. That is awesome. I like that you added Scott Isabel there. I believe I've talked to you more than anybody else on the show, technically. So it's only fitting. Oh, wow, that is so cool.
So Malia McKinney sends it to you, and she gives you her hugs.
Thank
so,
you.
I wanted to bring Scott on with me to say congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm trying not to get emotional on radio because that is just so not attractive right now. It's so not cool. You're not supposed to cry on radio. But thank you guys so much.
Look at the award again. It's shiny.
It is shiny. That's why I'm not talking properly.
Now I want to see a picture of it.
I'll post pictures of this bad boy. I will. Oh, my goodness. This is so, so cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you
it's
so much.
It's a good way to start the weekend.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's a good start to the weekend. You're right.
It really is. Wow. See, I'm lost for words, and when I'm lost for words, then you know it's serious.
Well, you just say thank you to
Thank
everybody.
You so much.
Yeah.
Thank
we'll
you. This is amazing. I'll take a picture tomorrow. Can I take
a picture? Yes, you can take some pictures with
I'll take
it
some
tomorrow,
pictures.
Yeah.
I'll take some pictures with it tomorrow.
Yeah,
so.
Hey, Josie.
Yeah.
You?
Is that award better than having squirrels putting in your shoes?
I'm a lot better, okay, because I like my shoes, and I don't want any put in anywhere near my shoes, okay?
Is
oh
that
my goodness.
Another inside joke?
No, I don't know what he's talking about, to tell the truth. No, that's his own inside
joke. The squirrels are just naughty, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to get off. I'm going to let you finish up with Scott here real quick. I just wanted to come on and make sure that you had that. And, Scott, thank you so much for doing this with us.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
Thanks for having me. It's really an honor every time.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an honor for me to have you on the show every time because, I mean, you just always are so, so nice and so, so sweet. And he's really a great guy. So everyone, please find him on Twitter, Facebook. And I'll post all of the links as well. So keep a lookout for that. And he's just a really, really great guy. So please check him out. And I have to thank you so much once again. And you can come back anytime. You know that. You're a friend of the
show. Oh, I know. And I'll definitely be coming back.
Yay! Thank you. Anything else you got to promote or, new music out or anything, or the first ones you should call.
I know. And I just wanted to let you know I love your song. You have
Oh, thank
iTunes.
You. Wow, that's a compliment coming from you because you have just probably the best songs that I listen to. So that's really cool. Thank you.
Yeah, and I hope you're going to do a music video for that.
I hope so. You know what would be a good one? The next song I'm going to probably do a music video for. It's called Practice Boyfriend, and it's going to be a good one. Yeah, that one's going to be a total music video. Seriously. You know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true, so. But, yeah, I have to thank you so much, Scott. And I'll talk to you on Facebook, all right? We'll talk.
Yeah, we'll probably talk in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, probably. It's true. It's actually, it's very true. But
I
thank
remember
you, Scott.
Any conversations.
I know. It's so funny because when I talk to you, it's so funny because we have a lot in common. So it's kind of like just talking to a friend. I mean, we never met anybody. We never met really, you know, face to face or anything. But it's kind of funny how social networking sites have been for us because, you know, we could talk and all the other fun stuff. And it's, you know, it's crazy. I like it.
I know. I feel like I know you really well and we've never met in person. It's crazy.
Isn't it? It's crazy. It's true. It's very awesome. Thank you, social networking sites.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And I hope to be back on the show soon. It's
mm-hmm.
always a pleasure.
You got it. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Scott Isabel, everyone. Woohoo!
Thank you.
You're awesome. Check him out, please. Check him out. I'm begging. Check out all of our guests that were on today. Mike Seiler, Jody Nix, Doug Briney, and Scott Isabel. Check it all out. And I'll be posting links of all of my guests like I usually do on my Facebook page. So really quick here, I just want to say the usual. I want to give some very special thank yous to some great Facebook groups who've helped me fill out my guest books. John at Talent Hookup, Don at Keeping It Country, Andrew from Supporting Great Talented Kids and Teens, and Danny from Songwriters Unite. I had to do a special version, you know. And as you guys notice from our website, josieshow.com, we are booking fools. We have been booking la craziness. If you go on there, you'll see all of the bookings and all that other fun stuff. So very, very neat. And my producer is coming. What's going on? Actually, you're good with names. We're at that part. You're good at names. See, very good. See? Uh-huh. She lost her mic currently, so let's try to... Oh, no. You're the only one that loses a mic. Oh, my goodness. We just got yelled at 90 seconds from the girl with the accent.
I can do 90 seconds. Nice lady with the accent. Okay.
She's awesome, though.
So, it's easy because the month's almost over. So, for October, mm-hmm. the rest of the guests we have, which basically means next week, we have got Jerry Audley, Chuck Cusimano, and Brett Mullins coming on. Next week, we'll give you the November list. It is hot, hot, hot. We currently still have a couple of spots left if you want to book for April. Otherwise, we're going to start booking for May. So, give me a shout out at Tina, @josieshow.com. Send me your stuff. Let me know you're interested, and we'll work on getting you booked. Also, let's just mention that this week, Sunday, on Josie's Hard Country, her guest is going to be Brian Collins. So make sure on Sunday, October 21st, you tune in at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone to www.southernstarnetwork.com. Click on the Josie's Hard Country tab so that you can hear that and that you don't miss it. That's good stuff. And we are bringing the show to a close. You have rocking guests.
Yes,
great show.
And
congratulations
quick,
on your award.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for everyone that presented it for me. Conscious Entertainment, Lee McKinney, who owns Conscious Entertainment and has been so kind to me. Thank you so much for presenting this for me. And also, thank you so much to my own mom, who gave it to me, and also Scott Isabel, who's on the line. Thank you guys so much. It's time for a close. The Josie Show may not be rebroadcast or used in any way without prior written consent from the Josie Show. All rights reserved. Mwah! That was for you. Love you guys. Bye. That was fun.